I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. I am just so excited to be on WMBD. This is awesome. You may be listening to us for the very first time this morning because it is our first time on this channel. We've obviously been on a different radio show, been going for a couple years now, but we just converted over to this awesome station and we are thrilled to be here. So thank you. Thank you for tuning in this morning. And I hope that you will enjoy the shows that will be coming at you every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. And so you might be wondering, what is I've Decided? Hopefully you've heard of us before, but if not, we are simply an organization designed to help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever they might be. Our mission is your success. We want to help encourage and motivate, inspire you to get on the path of achieving your goals or just continuing in whatever it is that you're doing and being the best that you can be by providing you all the pieces of the puzzle that you need for success. And so one of the things that we do is we send out weekly winning resources to our members, our community members and business members, and we have a weekly winning word. And on the radio show, we always have an awesome guest, usually one of our business members, our resources that's for you to help you achieve success. And we kind of dive into that word and talk about it a little bit. And that's what we're going to do today. So I am in the studio with my friend and business member of I've Decided, Rocky Ziegler. Hey, Rocky.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here.
I am excited, too. You're my very first guest on WMBD.
You're making me kind of nervous.
You're nervous. I'm a little nervous, too. Like, I've been doing this now for a couple of years, but I don't know why. Just being on a different station and introducing ourselves for the very first time this morning, I'm just kind of so nervous, but I think we'll do okay.
We can be nervous together.
I think we'll do okay for sure. And I know we've been kind of getting to know each other. You're relatively new to our organization.
Yeah, just been a couple of months.
And your full-time gig is a certified financial planner, right?
Yep. Pretty much all day,
All day, every day. That's where you spend your time. But you're kind of like me. You're kind of into the mindset, into self-development and personal and professional development.
Absolutely. I've been really interested in that the last couple of years.
Yeah, because it makes a difference.
It does. It does.
If you're successful in your personal goals, that's going to filter over into professional and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So, well, our weekly winning word this week is develop.
Yeah.
And I thought about you. I'm like, well, I know that Rocky has a book that you've written. It's actually called 28 Things. And it's like 28 little life lessons put in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the word develop actually means to build up, grow, or improve gradually over time.
Okay.
And I love that where it says gradual because, you know, we tend to want things so quickly and rapidly.
Yeah.
But really, we just need to continue to gradually get better.
Sure, yeah.
You think?
What do they say? A journey of a million miles starts with one step or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just your daily habits and things you do each day are more powerful than you realize, in my opinion.
Yep. Or how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, I've heard that too. Yeah.
So we get so caught up in how fast and getting things done so quickly that we forget that really it's a process. And to develop the right mindset that we need in order to be successful is kind of that journey, like you were saying, just taking that one step, moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, well, tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell the audience who Rocky Ziegler is.
I mean,
I know you got like these four little kiddos and stuff, but tell us about yourself.
So that's the most important stuff. I've got four kids, a 6-year-old girl, 4-year-old girl, and then I have twin boy girl twins who are almost three. They'll be three April 15th, tax day, actually. So I think it's tax day this year, but
So yes, you heard that right. Two 3-year-olds, a 4-year-old, and a 6-year-old.
Yep. And we just went through 3 cases of the flu.
Our
house the last couple of days. So that was tough. But which leads me to, I'm a dad. I'm also a husband. So I've been married for almost 8 years, 7.5 years now. And I'm lucky because she can handle all this stuff without a hiccup. She, had 3 kids at home sick and another one that wasn't sick for a while. She did great. It's been a challenging, last couple of days for us, but we got through it. I think as of today, everybody's healthy. So
praise the Lord.
Yes.
And your wife's a saint.
I would agree. Yeah.
So, well, I think you're both pretty lucky. You're a pretty awesome guy. And I haven't had the pleasure of meeting her yet, but I'm sure she's wonderful based on what you're saying and the fact that she's holding down the fort at home full time.
Yep.
Oh man, that's like 4 full-time jobs right there.
It is. Yeah.
Each kid's full time in itself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is the hardest job by far. So you've developed some parenting skills over the years, huh?
I like to think so. Parenting is one of those things. It just sort of happens and you just kind of have to learn on the fly sort of thing. So, yeah, I like to think I've picked up a few things over the last 6 years or so. But, it's been I'd say the hardest thing for me has been patience. I didn't realize how impatient I was until the first one came along. As a parent, you have to develop patience, otherwise you're just going to go insane.
Yeah.
So that was probably the most challenging thing for me.
And practice.
Yeah.
And so practicing that patience.
Yeah.
And did you have a trick that you used to kind of calm yourself down when you felt yourself like about to go off the edge?
Well, yeah, I did. So, you mentioned mindset earlier. And so one thing I've started to do in the last handful of years is that, in times of stress or impatience or anxiety or whatever it is, I've actually had to have a conversation with myself, stop, get myself to relax, take a break, whatever it is, and move on. That's what I've had to do at least. So, but I'm also not the most patient person in the world. So,
you can be. And we say
sometimes
that
you have
actually
to be.
Patient, we talk about patience as though we're born with it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, as you said it exactly, develop patience.
Mm-hmm.
Patience is a mindset that anyone can develop with the right awareness.
Yeah.
And, it's kind of like road rage, right?
Yeah.
I've overcome that. And that's talk about patience. That's just where for some reason in the car, your patience are tested greatly, right?
I don't know what it is either. It's just, somebody, in the grand scheme of life, somebody cuts you off. What's the big deal? Really? But God, it makes you so mad sometimes.
Yes.
And I don't understand the road rage thing, but it's true. It happens. So
it does. And it that rage is real.
Oh, yeah.
When you get so frustrated at someone driving slow or on their cell phone or pulling out in front of you, you can just really feel your blood boiling up. So
and of course, you're the only one that knows how to drive properly.
Oh,
it's everyone else's fault, So, yeah, that's the funny thing about road rage, too. So
that's true. All right. Well, Rocky, we're going to have to take a break here real quick. And you guys hang tight. We'll be back in just a few minutes with I've Decided Radio. Welcome back to I've Decided Radio. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. If you've been tuning in, you've been listening to Rocky Ziegler. He is a certified financial planner, but we are talking about developing those skills and just that ongoing personal and professional development. Our weekly winning word this week is develop. And to develop means to build up, grow, or improve gradually over time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about patience before the break, Rocky, and how that's true. It just, you have to build up that gradually over time and you have to practice patience.
Yeah, at least I've had to.
Yeah, it's it's a mental muscle, right?
I would agree, yeah, sure.
Yep. And so it's like discipline. Practice discipline, you become more disciplined.
Yep.
Practice patience, you become more patient. And so I know you got this book, 28 Things, and these are 28 life lessons.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. So how did you come about writing a book as a financial planner? How did you move in the direction of writing kind of a self-help book?
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's kind of strange. I don't know where it came from, but last year, actually right about this time last year, January, February of last year, it just kind of dawned on me for some reason that, you know, I was 37 years old at the time, that, you know, tomorrow's never promised. We don't know how long we're going to be around. Hopefully I live to be a ripe old age of, you know, 80, 85, 90 or something like that.
But I'm shooting for 100.
Yeah. Sometimes I go back and forth on that. Right. I guess it depends on some other factors, but, it just dawned on me that there were some things I wanted to accomplish and that I don't have forever. You know, when you're maybe 20, 25, you kind of think you have forever. And it just sort of dawned on me that I didn't. And so last year was a year of just taking action on a few things I wanted to accomplish. And I just started writing it one day. It actually started as 37 things. That was going to be 37 things for 37 years, but I whittled it down. So it was just something I've always wanted to do, was write a book. And I enjoy this genre, if you will. And I just, one day I just got started and just kept going. And so that's kind of how it started and finished.
And you wrote the book.
I did, yeah.
28 things.
Yeah.
So we're not going to give you guys all 28. You're going to have to buy the book. You know that, right?
Yeah.
We're going to encourage you to buy the book. However, we will talk about some of them. So how about just, what's the number one thing you talked about in your book?
Yeah, so the first thing, chapter one, is about exercise. And so I found it interesting throughout life how, when you're exercising, when you're in decent shape, how so many things revolve around being in good shape and exercising. So I don't know about you, but immediately after exercising, I usually feel better. You know, I don't ever go to the gym and leave and think, I wish I wouldn't have done that. I always feel better. If I'm consistently exercising, I'm usually in pretty good shape. I mean, I could stand to lose a few pounds, but, you know, but usually when I'm in better shape, I want to dress better. I have more confidence. I want to go to more social functions. And so I just have found that a lot of stuff revolves around being in good shape.
Yeah.
You know, being in good health, I guess, is a better term.
But it takes discipline to do that. And so when you're making those right decisions that align with who you are and what you really want to do, it impacts everything in your life.
I think so, too. I really do. Yeah. I've always felt that.
And so you talk about exercise and the importance.
Yeah,
of exercise.
And not just the obvious stuff, not just the, oh, you know, it's better for your cardiovascular system or your muscles or whatever it is. But I really do think it helps develop a good mindset at the same time. And so I've always found when I'm in good shape, I've got more confidence. I'm more apt to go out and do things with friends. I feel better about myself. I feel more comfortable in my own clothes. Rather than when I'm out of shape, I generally don't feel that comfortable in my clothes. My confidence, my self-confidence will kind of take a dip, if you will. And so I just think there's a lot that goes into being in good shape and being healthy, just being overall healthy.
Don't you think that when you're more creative and you're more apt to dream bigger dreams,
sure,
when you're kind of feeling that confidence,
yeah,
like what you were saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you don't even have to be like ripped with some six pack, you know, like on the cover of a bodybuilding magazine.
Right.
It's not about that. It's just wherever you are on the health spectrum, you know, being towards the more healthy part of it, it just makes life so much better, I found. You're happier, you're more confident, you want to do more things, you're feeling good. Usually when you feel good, you're more creative, you're more able to start that project, perhaps. You're more apt to go out and do some new things.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Now, are your 1 through 28 things in any particular order? Did you actually put them in the importance in your world?
Yeah. So they're not necessarily in an order. They're sort of loosely organized. I've generally been a fly by to the seat of my pants kind of person. But so there's the first section of the book. It deals with maybe if you're going through a difficult time, some things that could help in the short term. You know, things like going to the gym if you're not feeling very good, or maybe if you're a little depressed, you're going through a rough time. Just doing that alone will kind of make you feel better. There's another thing or chapter in there where I talk about one thing that I always love to do is drive around and just blast music. It makes me feel better in the short run. Again, you know, there's just something about, as long as you don't get road rage or anything, you know.
If you get road rage, stay off the road. That's
exactly,
not going to make you feel better.
Exactly, yeah. So yeah, it is organized. You know, there's parts about parenting, as we alluded to earlier. I have four kids, so there's some parts about parenting in there. And that was a hard part to write for me, because it sort of forced me to view my little ones as grown-ups. You know, so that was, there's some chapters about that as well. And it also forced me to look at my shortcomings as a parent and deal with them. And so it helped, but it was also difficult to as I was writing this to realize, yeah, I this is a shortcoming of mine as a parent, like patience.
Right.
There's also a section, I guess, just general life advice, things that, you know, people have shared with me over the years or things I've learned over the years. So, yeah, it's loosely organized into a few, you know,
loosely
categories.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of the things, and we'll dive into this in the next segment, we're going to have to take a break here in just a couple minutes. But you talk about thinking about towards the end of your life.
Yeah.
You're saying you had to kind of envision your kids growing up. And,
yeah.
And I'm assuming, and we'll talk more about that, but I'm assuming you were thinking about your parenting style now is going to determine kind of where they are and what direction they go. Yeah. And the importance of that.
Yeah. And also enjoying them while they're 6 and 4 and 3 and not being so stressed out by the four of them, you know, combined running around the house, it's so loud and whatever, but enjoying it rather than letting it stress you out.
Right, because you do feel like that it's never going to end.
Yeah.
I remember when my kids were toddlers, and mm-hmm. I thought, I am the only person in the world, me and these kids, and
yeah.
this is going to be my life forever,
yeah.
and it's never going to go away.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously that's how you feel, but that's not the truth. It goes,
sure.
I mean, I have teenagers now, so it flew by.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy fast. And so just trying to enjoy that moment. Good for you that you guys are understanding that. I wish I had understood that a little more. And I was also thinking about when you said you should, you know, exercise makes you feel better. It made me think that sometimes the things that we need to do, the things that are going to make us feel better, are the last things that we want to do.
Exactly. Yeah.
When you're depressed or not feeling good or feeling overwhelmed, I mean, obviously, guys, you're listening, you know that the last thing you want to do is go work out. But
yeah.
you say, and I agree with you, that if you do that,
yeah,
do those things, you're going to feel better.
Yeah. And there's no, I'm sure there's scientific evidence. I didn't really delve into that. I just talked about my own experience more than anything. But
right.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of times you don't want to go exercise.
No.
In fact, most of the time I don't.
The emotion follows the action.
That's very true. That's
hey, we're going to have to take a break real quick, Rocky. Stay with us, guys. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to I've Decided Radio. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. I am talking to my awesome guest, Rocky Ziegler, who is a financial, or I should say a certified financial planner, but he's also an author and he's also a business member of I've Decided. And we're so happy, Rocky, that you are a part of our family, a part of our group.
I am too. It's a really fun group.
Yeah. And so, you know, our mission, as we stated in the beginning of the show, is to help you achieve your goals, achieve your dreams, whatever it is that you want to do. We want to come alongside you at I've Decided and help you be successful. And we provide you all the tools, resources, motivation, inspiration, support, accountability, the right mindset, and to help you do that. And you can join our community. We would love to have you be a part of our family. And you can visit us at ivedecided.org and take a look at what that looks like. We'd love to see you, love to have you on board and help you in achieving whatever your goals and dreams are. So obviously, Rocky, one of your dreams and goals was to write a book.
It was, yeah.
And you've accomplished that.
Yep.
So
mm-hmm.
that is super cool. Now, okay, so you're kind of new to I've Decided.
Yeah.
And I always love to hear kind of that story. How did you find us? How did you get a part of our group and what kind of attracted you to we're doing?
So I guess there's two interesting things about what I've experienced with I've Decided so far, but it was one of the other business members. I kept seeing her on some of the I've Decided shows and all this stuff on social media, and I was just kind of like, I was interested in what she was talking about, what the guests were talking about, and I looked into it more, and she didn't really even have to convince me other than just saying, this is what we're all about, and I was just kind of like, you know what, I'm in. It was really interesting. So What led me to join was I've been looking for kind of your classic networking group, if you will, but nothing against traditional networking groups, but I hadn't found anything that was what I was looking for. And then I came to a meeting before you had the garden, I believe. It was at Weaver Ridge.
Oh, yeah, because we used to meet at Weaver Ridge before.
Yep.
We have our own space now.
Yes.
The garden.
Yep.
Where dreams grow.
Yeah. Very creative. And I you know, and I talked to another member who was getting ready to start writing a book, and I just conversed with a few of the other members, and I was like, this is exactly what I was looking for. And so, and we mentioned in the the other funny story I'll share is in the previous segment, we talked about, you know, sometimes you don't feel like going to exercise, right? So last Thursday, I went to the office before I came to the meeting, and I was overwhelmed and I was stressed. I was in a terrible mood. I didn't want to go.
You're talking about BYOB, your own business. That's our networking.
Last Thursday morning, I didn't want to go. I was like, you know what? I'll just stay here and do, you know, get some stuff done off my task list. But I was like, no, you know, I'm going to go. And I mean, it was, Kurt gave just a phenomenal message. I felt so much better after I left. I felt inspired. I felt better. My mindset had just completely changed. And an hour and a half before that, I didn't want to go. I just wanted to stay in the office and bang out this task list. And I was so glad that I went. I remember leaving the parking lot literally thinking, I'm so glad that I came.
That's awesome. So, I love hearing those success stories so much, Rocky. And obviously, Kurt White is an amazing success story. Yeah. And his whole
so
life
inspirational.
Story. It's just crazy. Here's a guy who 25 years in the finance business. Did you know he?
No, well, you mentioned it, last Thursday, yeah.
Very similar to you. 25 years in a financial business at a bank, and all of a sudden, you know, he just feels like there's more. And he was born with some physical disabilities, and obviously he has pushed through all of those, but his message is about being handy capable, and that we all have disabilities.
Yeah.
Some you can see, some you cannot.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
But we all have something that's holding us back.
Yeah.
And so it was very inspirational.
It was.
And I love that too, because our BYOBs, build your own business, that's our business networking side of things. And we also have a community membership, but our business networking is really about personal and professional development.
Yeah. And let me clarify too. It was my mood. It had nothing to do with the BYOB meetings,
because I
enjoy
them. I got that.
Yeah, I don't want you to think they're like a drag or something.
No,
they're not. I was in such a bad mood last Thursday morning.
You didn't want to go anywhere.
I didn't want to do anything. I had a long list of things to do, and I was like, I'll just stay here and do these. But I'm so glad I went.
Yeah,
you know, I really am. So it worked out great.
And that's what it's about. And the thing that I love about you, because we always interview all of our members, business members who come on board with us, because we want to have the right fit. We want to have the right group of resources to help our community members achieve their goals and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew you were the right person, Rocky, when you said, you know what? I just want to be a part of the group. You don't have to put my business out there. I just want to help people. I just want to connect and get to know people and be a part of this.
It was a community aspect of it. Just from the first meeting I went to as a guest, I met, I want to say, three or four people, and I was just amazed. They were all sort of doing very, very interesting things in addition to just their day job. And so I'd never experienced anything like this in terms of a networking group or whatever, you know, I hate to label it that, but
it's networking. We call it a business meeting. But we're always networking. It doesn't matter, you know. And on the fourth Fridays of every month, we have our social, and that's where we have our community members and our business members come together.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of networking too, but in terms of networking, what you're trying to describe is that we're really just building relationships.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't looking for a place to go and just hand out business cards and hope somebody emailed me or something. Really, my motivation was just to be around this group of people who I thought were doing very inspirational things. I mean, I alluded to this in the book a little bit, but there's so much negativity out there, you know. It's very easy to be negative. And so I wanted to be around a bunch of positive people who are doing very interesting and fun things for the community and soak up some of that inspiration, motivation.
Yeah. And who are on a mission to be successful,
exactly,
to fulfill their purpose.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And we do believe that everybody has a purpose.
Yeah.
And that's why I've decided to exist, because we believe you have a purpose. You, the listeners, you're listening there, we believe you have a purpose and you have a mission and you have a goal, but you can't do it alone. You've got to be a part of a community. You've got to have all the pieces of the puzzle connected together to be successful. You got to celebrate that. And I can't wait. I have not read your book yet, I have to be honest. But I'm going to. You said it's available on Amazon.
It is,
so
I'm
going to hop on Amazon right away and buy the book because I want to read it. Because I really want to have you come and speak at our BYOB to the other business members about these 28
things. I'd love to. That'd be great.
And encourage them because it really, our word developed this week. Again, it just comes back to growing, improving gradually over time and developing a better mindset, a better perspective, and learning from each other.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I like to say that each day the calendar turns and, you know, God willing, we'll be here in a few weeks, in a few months, in a few years. Depending on what you do each day, life is going to lead you one way or another. And so it's important to develop good habits, qualities, actions, a good mindset if you want to accomplish things.
Yeah, and have the accountability to keep you on track. Lord knows we all need accountability.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
For sure.
I can't believe how fast these segments are flying by. It is time for us to take a break. So you hang in there with us, and we'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back to I've Decided Radio. We are happy to be here on 1470 and 100.3 WMBD. This is our first show on this station, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. And we love just talking to you about the tools, the resources, the right mindset, the motivation, inspiration, all that you need in order to be successful in achieving your goals and your dreams, whatever they may be. And of course, we always bring on an expert guest and just have a conversation with them about some tools that they have and resources that they want to share with you. And so we've been talking to Rocky Ziegler. Rocky is one of our business members of I've Decided, and he is a certified financial planner for his full-time job. But one of his passions is motivation and self and our personal and professional development. And he's written a book called 28 Things, and these are life lessons, and so we've been kind of talking about that. So we're going to wrap up the show, and one of the things that you said, Rocky, is that some of the best motivation comes from really thinking about towards the end of your life, you know?
Yeah.
Explain that a little bit.
Yeah, and not in like a depressing way.
Right, because it kind of sounds like, nobody wants to think about that, but we have to, because time is coming.
It's morbid, and it's, you know, it's sort of depressing, but we're all only here for X amount of time. We none of us knows when that day is coming, but we all know that day is coming at some point. And so the last chapter in the book, I write a lot about that and about regret and how regret is a very powerful emotion, I think. And so I've read a lot of articles and I've seen a lot of lists about, you know, the top five regrets of the, you know, of people on their deathbed and things of that nature. And, my goal with the last chapter is to, for me personally, and hopefully whoever reads it, to limit those regrets when that day comes. And so I've seen this a lot, which is, you know, a quote like, if you were to die tomorrow, what's something you would regret not doing? And usually something pops into everyone's head. And then the response is, well, go do that. You know, and so that's what I mean is it's going to happen to all of us. We all know it, but do we really know it, kind of thing? And so
do we live like that?
Correct. Yeah. Do we live like there's an end point? Because there is. And so I just use that rather than a way to be depressed or sad or feel like it's morbid. I use that as a way to inspire me or ignite me to start accomplishing things, because that day is coming. Each day that we are alive is one day we get closer to the coffin. And so, you know, you can feel about it how you want to feel about it. I've chosen to use it as a way to, I guess, propel me into accomplishing some things that I've wanted to accomplish.
Yeah. And I think about, I teach a behavior change methodology called DECIDE.
Okay.
And the second, so it's DECIDE, right? And it's an acrostic. And so the second letter, E, is envision.
Okay.
And so we talk about, you have to envision your future self.
Sure.
And the choices that you make right now.
Yeah.
Will determine what's coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I say the same thing. It's like, you know, as an example, many years ago, I quit smoking.
Oh, good for you.
And I used, really, the thing that kept me motivated was actually thinking about that morbid stuff that's, you know, like, this is what's going to happen if I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's kind of what you're saying.
I actually quit myself. It's probably been 5 or 6 years, I want to say.
Wow, good job.
Yeah, and it was the same thing. I just felt so horrible. Just, I mean, right. Physically, I felt terrible. And so I just was kind of sick of it, and I wanted to change. And I read somewhere that, I don't know if it's true or not, that the nicotine, the addictive substance, actually leaves your body after like 72 hours or something. And then after that, it's just a mental battle. And so I was like, okay, well,
fixations,
if I can,
with your hands and habits.
You're just used to it.
And
yeah,
this
get
is
in the car,
behavior.
Mow the lawn, whatever it is, yeah. You know, and have one. And so, yeah, I found that to be the case, is your mind's very powerful, especially in that regard. And so I bet what you're teaching folks is very helpful.
Yeah, because we get wrapped up in thinking about, you know, when I'm successful, right? This is what's going to happen. And we focus on, if I get out of debt, you know, this is going to be great. I'm going to be able to buy myself some new things or do something a little different or invest more money so I can have more money when I retire.
Yeah.
You know, we really get wrapped up in those positive things when we're dreaming and visualizing about being successful. And those are all good. Mm-hmm. We have to do that too. But what if we're not?
Yeah.
You have to envision that time that comes when you're saying, what if you don't achieve that goal?
Yeah.
You know, what if you don't do it? And I think it's similar to what you're saying.
It's going
to
be a regret, you know, if you're on your deathbed and you've only got, you know, a few weeks, a few months, a few years to live or whatever it is. And you know that you're absolutely, I do think you're going to think to yourself, I wish I would have done this and that, or not have done that, or not, you know, not have done that. And so that's what the last chapter of the book is about. And to me, it's my favorite chapter, is just because I don't want to be in that position and have a whole long list of regrets.
Right.
I want it to be empty. Maybe it's an impossible goal, but I at least want to limit that to as few as regrets as I can possibly get.
I don't know that it would be possible to get to the end of our lives and not have any regrets.
True.
That would make us perfect.
Yeah.
But like you said, just having as few as possible.
I'd rather have 4 regrets than 400, kind of thing. That's kind of what the last chapter is about. So,
And when it comes to that, I think the most important thing is it's our family.
Mm-hmm.
It's our relationships.
Yep.
You know, I've read this over and over, and I actually read this book where someone actually interviewed all these elderly people, mm-hmm. you know, who were obviously in their last years of their life, and nothing was about money.
Nope.
You know?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, not their car, or what
their
address was.
It was all about the relationships that they had built, their family, what they had poured in to that, their legacy, what people were going to say about them when they were no longer here on earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And so you talked about your kids. You had to envision your kids being adults. So do you think about that when you're parenting right now? Like when you're pouring into them, do you think that those tough choices, you know, that we have to make when it comes to parenting and discipline, for example?
Yeah. It's kind of this, for me, it's sort of this dichotomy of being a parent and also, this is going to sound weird, but enjoying the moment as well. Because, I mean, with 4 of them, it can get overwhelming. With 1 of them, it can get overwhelming, you know? And so what I've tried to do is I've tried to realize that they are going to be teenagers one day. They are going to be, you know, 20, 25, 30 years old, God willing, one day. And I didn't want to wake up and think, gosh, I wish I would have enjoyed when they were 6 more. And so I'm trying to do that on a daily basis now, rather than get wrapped up in whatever, you know, is overwhelming at that particular moment or stressing me out at that particular moment.
And
so,
you're using your kids as an example, but really, guys, that could be anything.
Anything, yeah.
You know, it could be if you're, you know, so think about all the people who are overworking.
Yeah.
You know, that are spending so much time working and not taking that time to enjoy life.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, to just sit back and relax and take a trip,
mm-hmm.
take a vacation, you know,
just go golfing, you know, something. Yeah. Walk around and, you know, take a hike or something, anything. It's just to get away from it all. Yeah.
Just living in that moment and not, you know, stressing so much about down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think about it, but you definitely don't want to do it at the expense of rushing through today.
Yeah. Because that's one of the things that stress and anxiety can do, is it can rob you of being present. And if it robs you of being present long enough, you're going to have some regrets. Like, boy, where'd this last year go? It just whizzed by. And, you know, all I was doing was worrying and being stressed out. And
most of the things we worry about don't come to fruition.
Or they're not that big of a deal, but we build them up in our heads. And, you know, so, yeah.
I know it. Well, this has been a really fun, great show.
It has. Thanks for having me on.
And you've been a really fun first guest.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah.
1470 and 100.3 WMBD, our new home for I've Decided Radio. And listeners, thank you so much for tuning in with us this morning. I hope you've enjoyed this first segment of the show, and really hope you will join us again every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 1470 and 100.3 WMBD. Have a rest of a good Sunday. Thanks again, Rocky.
Thank you.
And we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?